Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's happening, baby.
It's happening. Plan the parade.
It is happening. I can't believe it.
Haven't been to an NFC Championship game in 2 decades, but they're going to win it.
That's right. Okay. I mean, you know, there was a time where the Patriots hadn't ever done anything, and all of a sudden they've won a couple rings.
They won a couple rings.
You know, Denver didn't do anything for a while, and all of a sudden, bam, they win. They get a 2 Super Bowls. They got a quarterback.
Yeah, they had Peyton. Yeah.
Cleveland hasn't done anything in a while, and they Patriots still haven't done Brady. Anything in a while.
Patriots got Brady. That's okay.
We got Jason Garrett.
I have noticed one thing. I have noticed a ton of quarterback gurus talking about how underrated Dak has become, and Roy brought up a really good point. He's been murdered so much, he now has become underrated with his value.
All Cowboys are under. Travis Frederick was like 70th on the top 100 list. Like,
that's okay. He's a center.
He's the best center in football.
But that's okay. What's the value of a center compared?
I mean, in terms of, that's true. I'm just saying, like, it seems like everybody on the Cowboys is being supremely undervalued. And you're right about Dak. I mean, he probably was last year too. People love to look at the stats between Wentz and Dak over the first 2 seasons, and they're pretty even.
If you love to look at the stats, and they're pretty even.
They're pretty even. And yet Carson Wentz was like, and again, I hate to go on the NFL's top 100, but it's just a good indicator of he was second on that. Carson Wentz was second.
I really like you.
In the NFL's top 100 list.
That you're basically saying that Dak and Wentz is the same guy, because I'm with you. They were essentially their first 2 years are a wash. And neither one of them has a ring. So go for that. Because Carson doesn't have a ring. Nick Foles has a ring.
All right, so ESPN.com released this article from Dan Graziano. The NFL predictions through 2021. Did I pronounce it correctly, Chop?
Graziano.
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 I'm going to defer to the Italian here.
Defer to me? Okay. Very nice.
Like mi dispiace. NFL predictions through 2021. Bell's future, new champs, and more. So it's basically hey, we're about to hit training camp. I've got nothing else to write about, so let's write about the future of the NFL article.
Yeah.
And in it, so there's just a bunch of headlines. And one of the headlines is the Dallas Cowboys will win one of the next 3 Super Bowls. And then the next one is the Philadelphia Eagles won't.
Sign me up. Ball game. That's it. That's all that matters.
Championship.
It says the Cowboys will win one of the next 3 Super Bowls. And he writes, it just feels as if people are sleeping on a team that went 9-7 last year while its best player and key to the offense was suspended for 6 games. Assuming Zeke Elliott plays all 16, there's no reason not to like the Cowboys as 2018 contenders. And with their dominant offensive line all under contract and Prescott still on his rookie deal at quarterback, there's no reason to think there's any major drop-off coming in the short term. What a reasonable, well-thought-out opinion that a lot of people who follow the Cowboys have been saying. They've got a great offensive line and a great running game, and that will give them a lot of points.
Yeah, there's a lot of obviously, recency plays a major role in your predictions.
It's everything.
Yeah.
Recency is everything in sports.
Like last year, the Cowboys were 9-7 and they struggled offensively. And the year before that, they were 13-3. We all probably had too high of expectations going into last year, and they got too low of expectations going into this year. We've seen the NFL, like teams, I shouldn't say this because it happened for the Cowboys, but teams don't go 8-8 3 years in a row. And they don't. Like, that's such an anomaly for that to actually happen.
Yep.
So the likelihood is that the Cowboys will have a much different record than 9-7. That's just the likelihood. And they are certainly a talented roster. Now, their roster is poorly constructed from a value standpoint. They put way too much stock in the running game. It's just that's such an awful, inefficient way to win. But it's this team's way to win. It's this team's best way to win. And if they're going to do that, then when you see the Cowboys this year, you know, have these 30-point games where they're having 5, 6 30-point games in a row, like they seem to do every year at some point, you know, we're all going to be, oh, man, you know what? This is going good. Everything's looking really, really solid. And I have no idea how this year is going to turn out. I think I would probably predict them to be a 10-6 team. But if you want to, I mean, there is such a gap. I could see this team going 12-4. I could see them going 7-9. I see so many different things here.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, you always, I mean, the number one caveat going into an NFL season is if they're healthy, right? I mean, because that's, and yet, you know, I mean, you're not going to be 100% healthy.
No one is.
Right. And, you know, the history of Jason Garrett suggests that if they lose some key contributors, that's going to completely and utterly derail the season.
The history has said that. Their drafting, however, has been specifically, in my opinion, like when I go back and think about what their draft strategy was, right? The first two, specifically about addressing that depth. I think they realized that they would help themselves more by shoring up the foundation underneath or behind Tyron Smith and behind Sean Lee. That would be more valuable to them than adding splash players at other positions that maybe we had said they needed to, like free safety, like wide receiver. Although they still got a guy who I think many of us think will still contribute Gallup. In that way in Gallup eventually. But, you know, they made the conscious effort that it was more important to, and I'm not calling them depth guys, because Connor Williams is going to start right out of the gate and Van Der Esch is probably going to be the first guy off the bench if he's not starting in a three linebacker set, although they never play that. But I mean, that's what they chose to address. They didn't go and say, we need to help in these other areas where we all felt like, hey, you might need some help. Tight end, you want to address that position? Yeah, we'll wait till the fourth. No big deal. Because the depth is more important. We would rather have the smaller drop-off, potentially, if we lose one of those major guys, which we will, or
man,
will
I'll
likely.
Tell you can't be drafting for backups.
No. They
you
didn't.
Can't
they
draft
didn't.
Especially not in
no,
the
no,
first
no.
And
they
second.
Didn't
you
draft backups.
Depth either,
they
man.
Didn't draft backups. But what they did is they drafted, and maybe depth is the wrong word. They drafted guys who would more have a better chance to negate what was lost if you lose a big time player like any of the guys on the offensive line, right? Like if they just had three outstanding offensive linemen: Travis, Zach, Tyron. Mm-hmm. If you lose one, now you're down to two.
Yeah, I know. You're screwed.
In this case, I feel like we're already kind of giving Connor Williams that credibility. So now they've got four guys.
Oh, no.
You lose one, you still got three. And, well, obviously, I mean, I think we all believe he can be better as well.
And then Fleming, of course, who all he has to do is be better than Chaz Green.
Yeah, I mean, if he can just be a decent swing tackle.
He'll just
like,
not be air.
We'll be pretty,
he'll
yeah,
be good.
Exactly.
But that was always my problem with the Van Der Esch pick. Whether or not he's a good player, completely doesn't matter. The fact is that more often than not, they're going to run a scheme that has two linebackers, not three.
You don't think you're going to get enough plays out of him?
You know.
I think you'll find, though. Those plays will come because someone's going to get.
He's more valuable to me than Jalen Smith, because Smith, as long as he still can't feel his foot, and that's as long as he's wearing the brace, we'll know that he still has issues with the nerves in his foot. He can't run sideline to sideline. He can only run downhill. And Van Der Esch, that's his strength, is in pass coverage, which that's the modern-day linebacker.
Right. But if you have a situation then where you have three starting linebackers, only two can be on the field because of so many times that you're not playing with three linebackers, you have a waste.
See, I think that's Smith, though. I mean, I do. I think that because more times than not, they're going to be defending the pass. And Jalen Smith, again, as long as he can't go sideline to sideline effectively, he's going to be on the sideline.
That may be. Again, I mean, I think it'll be a good team. I don't know that this year is the Super Bowl year, but it better be, because it's they don't have a whole lot of options after this year when it comes to their cheap contract or cheap quarterback.
Deck. Right.
Now, Graziano, does he specify the year in which they will win it?
Or no.
He just
the
says
Dallas Cowboys will win one of the next three Super Bowls.
Well, then it's basically got to be, you feel like it's got to be one of the next 2 years, right?
So what do you,
and
Chop,
here, and,
Chop, what do you, or Chop, what do you think? I mean, will they win one of the next three Super Bowls?
Oh gosh, who knows? I mean, that's such a hard thing to predict. I'm saying that you're not going to, as long as Breeze and Brady and Rodgers are in the league and probably Russell Wilson, the chances of you winning one, I mean, and Carson, I mean, the chances of you winning one are probably on the no side. But, I mean, they definitely, I mean, I think this team is far better than what we're giving them credit for. So, I certainly they'd be in the conversation.
Roy?
Yeah. I mean, I love the idea that they could, but as I look at it, as we stand here today, I still feel like I can pick off six teams that I think are stronger than the Dallas Cowboys. So will they win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years? My money wouldn't be on it.
You know, the thing is, the Cowboys, to me, have a ton of talent. Like, they've got a lot of pieces that make them championship caliber. Like, their biggest weakness is coaching. And, I mean, man, you guys are such haters. Talent wins.
Garrett haters.
I tend to agree.
Talent wins, but it's hard to believe that you can win in the playoffs without a better coach than Jason Garrett.
Well, I mean, you have to have... I mean, John Fox went to a Super Bowl. Two of them. Okay,
That's fair.
Gary Kubiak won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but he only had to call one side of the ball once. Peyton came along.
And Kubiak's defense was like one of the best in the history of the NFL.
When Bill Belichick left Cleveland, nobody thought he was Bill Belichick. Then he became Bill Belichick. Now, he probably was always great. He just didn't have what he needed to have. But there are plenty of... Did anyone think Doug Peterson was going to be a guy who could... And now we see how great of a coach he is.
And a modern thinker. That's the thing.
Jason's problem is that
exactly
his offense, he still believes in the Norv Turner style of offense.
And
ran the ball on first down way too many times.
And he's not forward thinking when it comes to analytics. And, you know, when you look at a lot of the components that made, you know, Peterson successful, it's you know, I always have this saying about Jason Garrett. He gets across the 50, and it's like, let's kick our field goal. Let's take our three and go home.
I would love to see.
Just an ineffective coaching style. You're going to score more points over the course of a season when you go for it on fourth and five or less from the opponent's side of the 50.
Yeah, I would love to take a look at their books and see how much they pay an analytics staff. Because it might just be an intern. You never know. But I would love to see what they pay an analytics staff because they do run this organization in a way very similar to, you know, 1994. And ironically enough, you know, if you want to say that they drafted backups, that's when they drafted Shontae Carver, who they're like, well, we have enough starters. We need to get some depth in here. And that was the start of their downfall. Now, whether or not you think the draft pick, I don't want to get in the draft again, but, you know, that's fine. But their entire system on offense is predicated around an antiquated design. And defensively, you know, if you like how they run their defense, fine. If you don't, you can argue that it's antiquated as well. Again, I follow the ball. Whatever they do on defense,
right,
I'm not paying attention to that. I'm watching the quarterback. That's what I'm interested in. That's why I'm the quarterback whisperer, the Pink Eye Academy. All right. I've discovered Russell and Dak. I'm that guy. I don't discover Sean Lee. That's not my game. It's not my jam.
Who else have you discovered?
I've discovered basically those two. I say I discovered Peyton Manning, but that's a lie. It's a bold-faced lie.
I mean, if you were to make me guess, will the Cowboys win a Super Bowl over the next 3 years? I mean, I guess I'd say it's greater than 50% chance that they do.
What? Greater than 50%?
You can't say the Patriots are greater than 50% to win the next three.
Man. I mean, I love the optimism.
No, maybe
I'm with you.
I didn't phrase it properly.
Okay. Help me out here.
You can't even Golden State Warriors are greater than 50% chance.
If you held a gun to my head and said, you have to give me an answer, yes or no, will they win a Super Bowl? I mean, would you say no, yes, in the next 3 years?
I
think I would say yes.
I would say no because so many things have to go right. I mean, you got to survive this season.
Yeah.
You got to survive this season. A head coach has got to get to the playoffs this season.
And maybe so much of it is because my optimism about this season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.